أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذر الذين اتخذوا دينهم لعبا ولهوا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وذكر به أن تبسل نفس بما كسبت ليس لها من دون الله ولي ولا شفيع وإن تعدل كل عدل لا يؤخذ منها أولئك الذين أبسلوا بما كسبوا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 70 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded us to turn away from all those people who indulge in such speech in which the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being ridiculed, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being criticized. Here a similar theme, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect. Allah says, وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا. Abandon those people, leave those people who have made the deen a play and amusement. The deen will refer, number one, to the deen of Islam, that they make a mockery of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they make it a play and amusement. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi had said, we can look at this ayat in another way, very constructively, that the way of life is a way of life of play and amusement. In other words, everything about them is this material world. There is no life beyond this material world. We live once in this world and we will make the best of this material world. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And the life of this world has deceived them in that they think that the end of life and the end of everything is with death. After death there is no life whatsoever. There is no accountability in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence they will do what they do. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that is not only one responsibility. From the theme yesterday we understand one is to criticize the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa na'udhu billah to condemn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also a sin. To listen to somebody that makes a laughing stock of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is also a sin and we should refrain, abandon, keep away from such individuals. But that is not the end of the responsibility of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ بِهِ, and advise them, remind them through this Qur'an. In other words, the responsibility of a mu'min, of a believer, will still continue. We discussed in yesterday's discussion, number one, we should have the spiritual proficiency that when we sit amongst them, we will be able to have the ability spiritually to guide them. Number two, we will have to have the knowledge also to do it. And number three, in no way we get influenced by the way they speak and they criticize the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should we do this? أَن تُبْسَلَ نَفْسٌ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ, lest their hearts are retreated or their hearts are constricted. Their hearts are constricted or detained. That is, insofar as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, they do not see beyond what they can see in this material world. Their heart is encaved and in that way they are not able to see beyond what they see in this material world. They cannot see the akhirat. They do not understand the akhirat. They do not understand the concept of tawheed. They do not understand the concept of the accountability in front of Allah ta'ala. لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. There is, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no guardian and no intercessor that will be able to intercede in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is only one guardian, there is only one protector, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also have no one besides Allah, we also have no one besides Allah. And if Allah ta'ala does not give anyone permission to intercede, no one will be able to intercede without the permission of Allah ta'ala in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when that is not possible, that a person does not have some kind of a guardian in front of Allah Ta'ala, a person does not have an intercessor in front of Allah Ta'ala, what do we do the next? In this material world, we are full of it. That if we cannot find somebody to resolve our matter, the next thing we will go is to some financial remuneration. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about it, what we will call a bribe in this world. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعْدِلْ كُلَّ عَدْلْ لَا يُؤْخَذْ مِنْهَا. And if they have to give a ransom, every form of ransom, it will not be accepted from them. They can come with financial ransom. In other ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala spoke about this whole world and another world together with this. Allah Ta'ala spoke about this whole world in the form of gold. All of that will never be accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أُبَسِلُوا بِمَا كَسَبُوا. They are those who have been detained because of what they earned. Their hearts have been constricted. They have been restricted by Allah Rabbul Izzat. This word, ubsilu, in Arabic actually means to be deprived, not to have. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive them of whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store. Lahum sharabum min hamimin. Then for them, insofar as the hereafter is concerned, will be the drink of boiling water. In other ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this boiling water, that when they drink it, then it will cut through the intestines, and in that way they will feel the pain. One conceivable reason why Allah ta'ala will give this boiling water to drink is because of the inner of an individual is not purified. The inside is filled with kufr and enmity for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the punishment also will be with regards to the inner and the inside. وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. And painful punishments besides that because of their own kufr. In short and in brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon us to abandon such individuals. Today we will have people, wa na'udhu billah, making cartoons of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as an ummah we need to stand. But together with that, we also must also understand that if we do not have the honor of Allah, the kitab of Allah, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our own hearts, how do we expect others to have it? If we cannot convey this message of the Quran, we cannot portray the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam insofar as every aspect is concerned, our dress, also our way of life, also our inner akhlaq, our personality, how would we understand, how would others understand this beautiful quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? They see our ills and they attribute it to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So on our side also, besides the work of conveying, we also need to portray this beautiful akhlaq of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.